TownHall.com.
Good morning on the East Beltway. Big problem in 295 going south at Atlantic. There's been a wreck involving at least three cars. 95 North at 295, another wreck there is causing some backup. And at 95 North at St. Augustine Road, another pretty bad accident there. We are looking at a strong chance of rain continuing for most of the morning. The high 64. This evening, the rain will clear. Overnight, the low 40. Right now, it is 56 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Senate leader Mitch McConnell says he will put up for a vote the Democrat proposal for a Green New Deal. A record 7 million Americans are at least 90 days behind on payments for automobile loans. And reporters say the reason they are distrusted is because of President Trump.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at WBOB.com.
Don't forget, you can always download the radio app, listen to us on your smartphone. Just go to WBOB.com. Don't go through a lot of apps to get to it. Not a lot of advertisements. Just go to WBOB.com. Put it on your smartphones, Android phones. It's free, by the way. Take a look at our picks, radio shows, some of our bios there as well. WBOB.com. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, let's get into it. Is there a deal done on the border? Well, some say yes, no government shutdown by Friday, but is it a good deal that would please both sides? In fact, both sides say that they're not happy with the deal. North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows says, what's the point of supporting this bill? Says the president may sign it into law, but what's the point if we go from $25 billion to $1.3 billion and somehow we act like it's a victory?
I don't support it and I don't like it. I can tell you that only in Washington, D.C. can we start out with needing $25 billion for border security measures and expect applause at 1.37. I mean, only in D.C. is that a winning deal. I can tell.
Even the Democrats say that they're not happy. Really? Out of a $4 trillion budget, 1.3 really is going to discard voters from voting for Democrats or voting against Republicans? Suraj Patel, Democrat strategist.
But compromise is when both sides are unhappy about something, it probably means you've got to some level of compromise. In this case, look, I'm not satisfied with this increased funding. I'm not satisfied with no hard caps on detention beds for ICE and more funding. But at the same time, I think nobody wants to shut down the government again.
Wait. They're unhappy. Can I ask this question? Were they born again politically? Because none of them seemed to be unhappy a few years ago when President Obama sent troops, when President Obama separated families, when President Obama, along with Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer, and the rest of the Democrats, voted for billions of dollars to fund a border security, enhanced fence, steel barrier wall, whatever you want to call it. Where were these guys a few years ago?
A lot of Americans are disgusted right now because they see the hypocrisy. What they're doing is they're putting political partisanship above what is in the best interest of the country. How can you be for something just 4 or 5 short years ago and then be completely against it today and say it's not moral? It's because President Trump's in the White House.
Fox News contributor Lawrence Jones says, I don't blame the Democrats. I blame the Republicans as well. He says this bill actually is going to do something about illegal immigration.
What this bill is symbolic of is both parties aren't really willing to solve the problem. This is a total waste of time. This does not fix the border crisis. This does not get immigration reform. What this does do is give both parties some type of political cover so they don't have to shut down the government because they're not willing to roll up their sleeves and act like adults and get this done.
President Trump says, you know what? Who knows what may happen? But he says he's not impressed with the latest bill by the Democrats and the Republicans.
Am I happy at first glance? I just got to see it. The answer is no, I'm not. I'm not happy. But am I happy with where we're going? I'm thrilled because we're supplementing things and moving things around and we're doing things that are fantastic and taking from far less, really from far less important areas. And the bottom line is we're building a lot of wall. Right now, we're building a lot of wall.
But here's the definition of is. Are we building a lot of wall? John Roberts from Fox News says that we're not really building a new wall. We're just kind of taking care of the existing barriers and reinforcing them that's already in place.
The president says they were building a lot of wall. What they're actually doing is they're renovating or replacing existing wall that really isn't up to standard. And here we have a game of semantics where if you have an old house and you knock it down and you build a new house on the same property, have you built a new house or is it still the existing house? The fact is that they haven't built any new length of wall, and that's what this appropriation would do. There's also talk...
Well, okay, I understand where he's coming from. It's based on semantics. I mean, if you knock down your house and it's totally, you know, just bam, it's been demolished, and you want to build a new one, could you say you're building a new house or you're elevating, you're renovating. What's the word I'm looking for, Roger? When you want to rebuild it, what did he say? You're redoing it?
Remodel, I guess.
Remodel, yeah. Remodeling.
Here's the thing. If the wall is falling apart, then and that's not an area that's walled properly. So I count that as building the wall, even if it is renovating it.
Yeah, renovating. That's the word I'm looking for. So, yeah, is it the definition of is when it comes to that? Even Fox News, Geraldo Rivera, who's not a big fan of the border wall, who's not a big fan, thinks we should do more immigration, allow those come over, we need to have more compassion. He says, you know, it's the pure hypocrisy with the Democrats that President Trump is doing what the past president, former President Obama, did as well.
And for the resident safety. I think moderation, the Democrats need to moderate also. They hate anything having to do with President Trump. If President Trump's name was not associated with the border barrier, was not extolling the virtue of the system that exists in places like El Paso and Juarez, it would be a whole different story. It is so hypocritical to me to hear the same people who were silent when Barack Obama brought the military in and when he advocated and embraced the whole notion of border security and was called the deporter in chief.
It was the deporter in chief. I think Trump. I think at the new t-shirts, the deporter, and you've got Mike Pence going with the thumbs up behind the car. I've seen his t-shirts. A Senate Intelligence Committee says there is, as of now, and we don't see any overall, their report, by the way, remember, the Mueller investigation has gone longer than the 9/11 Commission. The Senate Intelligence Committee, even some would say it is not bipartisan, but some say it is bipartisan. No Russia collusion from the 2016 Trump election. MSNBC's Haley Jackson reports that even they said, well, this could be partisan. They said, no, they actually interviewed some Democrats who say, yeah, technically we have to admit there is no collusion.
We want to get to some breaking news right now. NBC News exclusive reporting on the Senate Intelligence Committee, their investigation into Russian election interference and what they have and have not uncovered. NBC's Ken Delanian has just jumped in front of a camera to join me with his new reporting. So, Ken, what are you hearing? What are you learning?
Hallie, after 2 years and interviewing more than 200 witnesses, the Senate Intelligence Committee has not uncovered any direct evidence of a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia. That's according to sources on both the Republican and the Democratic side of the aisle, Hallie. And careful viewers and readers will note that Senator Richard Burr, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee who leads this probe, essentially said that in an interview with another network last week. But what I've been doing since then is checking with my sources on the Democratic side to understand the full context of his remarks, because that was essentially a partisan comment from one side. But this is a bipartisan investigation, and what I found is that the Democrats don't dispute that characterization.
That's MSNBC, not Fox News, not The Blaze, not CRTV. That's MSNBC, where Democrats say they don't dispute the Intel Committee's findings. The answer could be that the House Democrats, I guess Roger may have to, I don't know, I'm not putting, you know, the cart before the horse, as they say, but Mueller hasn't had anything as of yet. Now they face the question what to do if Mueller doesn't give them what they want.
Yeah, well, you know, he can't manufacture evidence out of the clear blue sky. And,
well, you know, who knows, but anyway.
If he does that, that would be probably criminal itself.
I guess the Democrats are going to find some, they're going to find some way to at least impeach the president.
I don't think they want to. I think they realize that if they go down that route, the president's approval rating is going to go through the roof and they're going to lose in the polls in 2020.
Well, I keep asking the question, if the president is so bad, why not just embarrass him at the polls in 2020?
I think the smarter heads in the Democratic Party will probably go down that path.
Do you trust your local news publication much more as an institution before you trust some of the well-known that have been around for 100 plus years, like the New York Times and the Washington Post? Pollster Robert Griffin says more people actually trust their local newspapers.
support the idea, right, that one of the things that we consistently see is that when you ask people about trust at different levels, they still do trust local institutions a lot more than they trust institutions that feel far away from them. So if it is the case, right, that there's just simply less of these local institutions influencing people's perceptions of what government is and what government can do for them, then that's sort of a problem.
Here's a question. Jacksonville, you got the Times Union, the Folio Weekly. Would you trust them more than you trust the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times? How about the Orlando Sentinel out of Orlando, Florida, the Sun Sentinel in South Florida, Tampa Bay Times? Would you trust those publications? Because they're local now. Would you trust them? Or if you don't trust them, tell me why you wouldn't trust them.
I think that people tend to trust the people that they know. And local media outlets...
How many media reporters on the TV stations do you know?
Probably three or four.
Yeah. Out of 40?
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of the local reporters come and go quickly, so there are newer ones here that I haven't met yet, but I know the ones who've been there for quite a while, at least some of them.
Okay. So, I mean, I know quite a few of them as well. Mm-hmm. Does that mean I trust them? Maybe. Okay, I've always said this. Reporters over the last 15 years have done a better job covering news stories. How they report it is a different thing.
I don't know if there's the level of bias and agenda at the local level that you see in the national level. First of all, because you know them, they go to church with you. You've got their numbers in your cell phone. And then when there's an incident,
You act like you're inviting these people over for a family reunion.
I'm friends with some of them. And then when there's an issue that goes on, they report on it because you were there and you saw what really happened. It's a lot harder to get away with making up stuff out of the clear blue sky if you're reporting on something, for example, in Cleveland.
Well, what's wrong with the Cleveland reporters?
Well, there's no way of, I'm saying the national news. There's no way of us knowing whether it's true or not. But if it happens in our own backyard, we could be there and say, you know what? That is accurate.
Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 222-8255. Coming up next, a Florida State Senate committee votes in favor. Now, it was along party lines, 5-3, to move forward arming school teachers. The question I'd like to ask you is, if this goes through and there's going to be a restriction, should it be full-blown? How would you restrict? What limitations should be set on our teachers and those out there that want to be armed? Also, coming up next, one of the clips I want to play, is there a connection or a disconnect, between constituents and elected politicians? Do the elected leaders believe that they have a liberal constituency or a conservative constituency? And what way could constituents do a better job communicating with their elected leaders? And by the way, what issue locally? A lot of people called up this morning and said a homeless problem is a major issue that nobody's addressing in the city council race. If there is a state, national, local area of an issue that's not being covered by the media, what issue is that? 222-9044-222-8255. Talk Radio WBOB.
We're looking at a lot of accidents right now on the roads. Bigger ones include 295 South at Atlantic Boulevard, where there's a wreck involving at least three cars, and 95 North just after St. Augustine Road, another crash. We're counting several cars there.
Do you have glaucoma or high eye pressure? Are you forced to use daily eye drops? If so, this message may be for you. Local doctors are conducting a clinical research study of an investigational dropless therapy, and they're looking for participants right here in this area. To qualify, you must have glaucoma or high eye pressure in both eyes and have not had surgery for your glaucoma. If you qualify, you'll receive study medication at no cost, along with study-related exams by an eye doctor throughout the study. No insurance is needed, and there's no cost to participate. Compensation is available for your time and travel, but space is limited. To see if you qualify, call 844-3-MY-EYES or visit myeyecarestudy.com. If you have glaucoma or high eye pressure, don't miss out on this exciting clinical research study. Call 844-3-MY-EYES or visit myeyecarestudy.com. That's 844-3-MY-EYES or visit myeyecarestudy.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're interested in buying a fine quality diamond, but might start with a smaller diamond and then over time grow that to a larger size diamond, at Underwoods we have a way to do that, and we've been doing it for more than 50 years. We call it Grow a Diamond, and here's how it works. When a customer buys an Underwood engagement ring, solitaire diamond pendant, or a pair of ear studs, we guarantee they get the price they paid for it on the purchase of any bigger diamond. Now, a lot of stores would say, big deal, we do that too, but here's the Underwood difference. We guarantee you get what you paid when you trade in your Underwood diamond, even if you're only trading up by $1. It's not that you have to trade up 2 for 1 like most jewelers ask. We've done this with thousands of customers through the years, so if you're interested in growing a diamond, come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops at Ponte Vedra.
Attention, all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic pressure waves. Our FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions, and it's all done with absolutely no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. That's 904-763-1400. 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit our website at alphamedicalgroup.com.
Plenty of rain today and a high of 64 this evening. The rain will clear, partly cloudy, and a low of 40. Currently 56 at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A bill to arm Florida teachers passes its first committee along party lines in the Florida State Senate. President Trump says he's not happy with the proposed border funding agreement. And a Senate Intel Committee report says that there was no Russian collusion in the 2016 election from the Trump campaign.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
Jane Smith from thehill.com says voters and elected representatives need to do a better job of communicating. The elected representatives, if they're in a Republican area, should not assume that all people are conservative, vice versa, with Democrats out there as well.
That right. There's certainly, you know, gerrymandering is a thing, and the sort of concentration of Democrats in cities is definitely a real phenomenon, right? But at the same time, there have been studies done recently looking at whether members of Congress can accurately guess the views of their own district, and the extent to which they are wrong is shocking. You would think that this was the most vital thing for a congressman to know. Do my constituents agree with the position I've taken on an issue, right? There are lots and lots of errors, and particularly conservatives, Democrats and Republicans both tended to get this wrong. They both tended to imagine that their constituents were more conservative than they are, and Republicans by a larger margin. So I think one of the things we're seeing is actually the signal isn't even coming through at the district level. Mm-hmm. You know, people are not actually reaching their congressmen in sort of a broad way so that they're getting a fair or average view of
what. Yeah, how many of y'all call your city, how many of y'all call your city council individual, let them know you're, you just dislike a bill, or do you like a bill that they're mm-hmm. looking at? How many of y'all do that? I mean, let me ask a loaded question. We got a lot of emails on this. I'm going to get to these in a moment. But what issue? Let's start lower and we'll work our way up.
Okay.
What issue locally do you believe that the city council has not addressed, either in Jacksonville or any other cities that you're all listening to this show? Give me an area. Many people say it's a homeless problem. A lot of calls this morning on the homeless problem.
As far as local issues go, that may be an issue that a lot of people are concerned about that they don't feel is being addressed.
Okay. I mean,
you're driving to work in the morning, you're seeing, you know, some poor woman, you know, under a viaduct, not very well kept, you know, you're concerned about her, you know, and maybe that's something that city
I'm concerned why she's out there being homeless and she's not working for a job.
You don't know people's backstories, though. What caused them to end up in that situation? Maybe she was a victim of abuse since she was a child. Maybe
there's abuse shelters for that.
Maybe she's got a drug dependency problem that was a consequence of her being abused.
There's reform institutions for that as well. I want to know why she or he isn't doing something to better themselves. And by the way, what about people not doing enough to help those individuals out? So here's my question. What do you do about the homeless problem here in Jacksonville?
You don't have a big heart about this, do you?
I've covered them. A lot of them are there because of themselves.
Mental illness, that's an illness. That's not something you can blame them for.
I agree, but there are things also that can be discerned on how you can separate alcohol, drugs, and people that want to better themselves need help. I agree. But it's also a challenge they need to obtain on their own through help. I agree. So my question is are we not doing enough charities here? Do the charities sit back and say, well, the government's got more involved, let them do it? So is that a big issue? Also, can I ask another loaded question, Roger, on top of this? If elected officials are not listening to the concerns of voters, tell me which local elected official, state house, Democrat, Republican, I don't care, school board, city council, I'll let you take a swipe at whoever you want or praise whoever you want. What local elected official do you believe that does not listen to any of the concerns of voters? Or tell me what local elected official you think does a real good job listening? Now, Roger says, well, what about understanding? Here's another loaded question.
Understanding and agreement, not the same thing.
I think there's a plurality on one issue. I'm not going to tell you what it is, that the overall elected individual does not adhere to. What issue do you think that is? So I'm asking a lot of front and back-ended loaded questions on this as well. So here's the other question. Let's say that you're a city council individual, you're a state house, state senator, congressman, congresswoman. Let's say that the majority of your constituents say, take down those monuments, 70%. But you say, nope, I'm not going to support that. Are you not doing what is right by the eye of the constituency? Who's right on that? What if the majority of voters sit back and say, well, we're pro-choice, we don't want you voting for this pro-life bill. Let's say it was 60 to 70%. Well, they voted you in office, but you sit back and say, I'm not voting the way my constituents want. Are you right or wrong? And tell me why they're right or wrong. A lot there on the table. At 222-TALK, 222-8255, Think Progress, a very liberal publication, very liberal group. The editor-in-chief, Jody Enda. She admits, hey, you know, Ed and Roger, journalists have never had a high favorability rating. But a lot of this can be blamed on President Trump.
I think the perception of journalists today is sadly terrible. And the perception isn't always the reality, but we have to deal with the perception, whether it's true or not. And in some cases, certainly it's true. I think the case at the Lincoln Memorial that you mentioned, not only did journalists jump to conclusions, I think the entire public jumped to conclusions. I mean, this was a social media phenomenon, and a lot of the facts didn't come out. Perception really creates a problem for us. Journalists have never been all that popular. I mean, in my entire career, we've never been popular, but things aren't good now for many reasons, and one of the reasons, frankly, is the president.
All right. Wait. Isn't this what the Democrats are saying in Virginia? It had nothing to do with Ralph Northam and the attorney general. The bottom line, this all revolves around Trump, but yet Trump had nothing to do with this. So if the numbers of journalism have gone down, the favorability ratings, how is this blamed on Trump? It was going to happen many years beforehand.
The media has always been not very trusted. I mean, people see them as having an agenda to try to propagandize people. In fact, people in the public want the media to be their mouthpieces when it comes to being propagandizers. But I think Trump, if he added anything to it, he added a dislike for the media that may not have been there before.
222-TALK, 904-222-8255. This is WBOB.
We're counting at least 8 or 9 accidents in the area. The bigger ones include 295 going south at Atlantic Boulevard, pretty much a parking lot there. 95 south at St. Augustine Road, another wreck involving at least 3 cars. 95 north at St. Augustine, a wreck. And if you're at 295 going south at Merrill Road, traffic is backed up.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. While we've earned the reputation as North Florida and South Georgia's preeminent official Rolex jeweler, it's important to point out that at Underwoods we carry other watches too. We start with Seiko, the most reliable and serviceable watch made for under $500. Next we have Tavon, the Swiss-made ladies and men's and dress and sport watches, starting at $450. We also carry the Swiss watch Raymond Weil in ladies, men's, and men's sport watches, and they start at $600. If it's a ladies' diamond fashion watch, you need to look at Michelle. They start at $525. Another name we carry is Tudor, inspired by Rolex with the same founder and owner. And their sport watches and chronographs are the rage in Swiss timekeeping. And they're priced from $2,000 to $5,000. So if you're interested in watches, we have what you want at Underwoods. And all of our watches carry a five-year warranty. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops upon Avedra.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-B-I-B-L-E. 877-64-BIBLE.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024 and use promo code WBOB. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Lots of rain for the first part of the day. Then by the evening, things ought to clear. The high will be 64. This evening's low 40. Right now, 56 at WBOB.
Oh, boy. Coming up 29 minutes after the hour, email address ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. A question. I want to get to a lot of emails. A question we posed yesterday, because Mitch McConnell says he's going to put Alexandria Cortez and the rest of the greenies on notice. He says he's going to take a vote on this new Green Deal. Many of you made some great points, but nobody asked the real question. If you could sit and ask one of these leftist environmentalists a key question on their environmental movement, on their environmental new Green Deal, what would be that question? I have an answer, and some of you asked some great questions, but it wasn't the one I was looking for, but I want to know what you would ask.
I've got one, too.
222-TALK. 222-8255. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump may not be pleased with the congressional border security compromise, but the president does not anticipate another partial government shutdown at the end of the week. New York City police mourning the loss of one of their own, the tragedy magnified by word that it was a case of one officer mistakenly firing on a fellow officer, happened last night in Queens as police responded to a call of an armed robbery at a cell phone store. Denver teachers remain on strike, walking picket lines for a third day in a pay dispute with the school district. More talks scheduled for later today. The national debt has passed a new milestone, topping $22 trillion for the very first time. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory. Dow futures up 72 points. S&P futures better by 6 points. NASDAQ futures 29 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Good morning, 295 on the East Beltway going south at Atlantic Boulevard. You're going to be waiting in traffic a long time. We see lots of backup there due to a crash involving at least three cars. 95 north at St. Augustine Road, another bad accident there causing delay. And if you're at 295 north before Commonwealth, right lane's blocked there due to a wreck. It looks like police and road rangers are now on the scene. Lots of rain this morning, a high of 64. This evening, the rain clears, a low of 40. Right now, 56 at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says he'll put up for a vote the Democrats' proposal for a Green New Deal. A record 7 million Americans are at least 90 days behind on payments for their automobile loans. And reporters say the reason why they're so distrusted is because of President Trump.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Roger, this past week we reported a Gallup poll shows that 68% believe that next year, this year as well, is going to be a major woo boom for them financially. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it based on the economy. This has only happened one other time since that of 1976. Was in the 1998 when Bill Clinton was president.
Yeah.
Low inflation, booming economic numbers. The same thing we have with President Trump as of right now.
Yeah.
But he doesn't get any credit. It's all President Obama.
The thing about it, consumer optimism, you got to be careful about, because sometimes you can be a little over-optimistic, maybe get a car loan that you can't afford, and then you're behind by 90 days, like 7 million people are right now.
Well, if you weren't optimistic, why would you buy that car then?
Well, maybe get a car that's a little more affordable.
Okay, fine. But if it's more affordable, then you wouldn't be back on your loan payments, then, would you?
Probably wouldn't be. That's okay. What I'm saying. If you're
so is the optimism fake?
No, not at all. They really believe things are going to get bad, but good. But if things are not as good as they thought they were going to be, and they get in debt, then they can end up in a problem. Like,
well, that happens with
Americans.
Everybody. But then again, the question is what debt? Some would choose. 35% of those reported by the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. 35% of business owners say that job openings they could not fill in the month of January. So it shows there is a booming economy going on. According to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, a record 7 million Americans are at least 90 days behind on their car payments. Economists found that the total value of the automobile loans in the U.S. climbed by $9 billion just last quarter. According to the industry, the total auto loan market is valued. Loans, folks, right now, at $1 trillion, while the housing mortgage industry is valued at $9 trillion. Wow. But according, again, to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, this is at an all-time high of people that are now delinquent or late loan payments, which are called troubled borrowers, than they were. Are you ready for this? The numbers are higher today than at the financial crisis, at the height in that of 2008, despite falling unemployment numbers out there. That I read the story this morning. I found that kind of interesting.
What do you think that is? Because you got an economic background.
You know, I think what it is, and I'm taking a shot at it. When you have these, in the old days, you'd have 36 months, 48 months to pay off a car.
Okay.
When you got the 74 months, and you sit back and go, I got 74 months to do that, I can get in debt in somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm not being exact. I don't know why there's so much delinquency out there. Is I think what happens is they get the job, they figure, well, I can afford a $500-$600 car payment. Oh, by the way, the car salesman's going to sell me extras on top of that.
Yeah.
Now your payment's up to almost an upper $500-$600. You know, you don't need all the extra, insurance, as they say,
right,
for your tire rotation. Just, you know, it's a great question why there's so many delinquencies.
Do you think it's over-optimism? Because these are all loans, most of them.
Well, hold on. To be fair, a lot of this has been going on since 2016.
Okay.
So I think if you could put more money up front and not have a longer car payment, I think it's just you sit back and go, okay, the housing payment for 30 years, but if I want to pay it off early over 12 to 15 years, I think it's a good way, and it would save you a lot of money on interest and a lot of money you would pay to the bank. I just think when you drag this thing out, a normal loan car payment from 74 to 84, and then the car guy tells you, well, in order to keep that payment, traded in around 75,000 or 80,000 miles. Why don't we just keep the car for as long as we can and let's move on?
Exactly. In fact, I've got a financial advisor friend who says pay the car off, and then once it's paid off, take that monthly payment that you were making to the car loan
and pay off your other debt.
And pay off your other debt, or put it into a bank account. and then every month put it away. The next car you get, you can pay cash for it.
Yeah, I don't know if I put it exactly in a bank account, but I understand. Put it in some sort of savings vehicle. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, says that, well, you guys want a new Green Deal? You want to go out there and brag about it? Mm-hmm. You want to brag about...
Let's dissect this thing.
Yeah, you want to brag about ending coal? You want to brag about ending airplanes? You want to brag about ending the steel industry? You want to brag about more when it comes to that of high speed rail? Mitch McConnell says, let's bring it up for a vote.
The Green New Deal rolled out today. In its original form, it was this way. The Green New Deal will build on FDR's second Bill of Rights by guaranteeing economic security for all who are unable or unwilling to work. We set a goal to get to net zero rather than zero emissions in 10 years because we aren't sure that we'll be able to fully get rid of farting cows and airplanes that fast. It includes these bullet points: domestic energy through clean, renewable, zero emission sources by 2030, major increases wind, solar power, comparable tax breaks, modernize U.S. infrastructure, upgrade homes and buildings, create an economic safety net for frontline communities, and expand high-speed rail so broadly that most air travel would be rendered obsolete.
So I want to get to some of the emails. If you could ask, and I'm surprised nobody got the answer that I was looking for, what would you ask the environmentalist? What would you ask them? If you could, of a new Green Deal, any environmental, what would be the main question you would ask? 222-TALK, 222-8255. James emails me. He says, Ed, I'm a lot when it comes to conservationist, forest management issue. He says, eminent domain is also an issue. How will they deal with Florida ecosystems? That's a good question. And how will they deal with that? Let me see. Cory Booker, of course, equivalated. The New Deal is landing on the moon. Randy emails me. He says, I like to point out that NASA, he says, NASA has been supported by 10 U.S. presidents, advanced science and technology for the entire world, increased national defense. He says, I don't see any correlation with that. Here's one from Kurt. He says, how would a green military work out?
Don't know.
So this is a great question.
That puts the U.S. in a very, very dangerous situation.
He says, solar fighters, tanks, the green thing would work if they want blacksmiths to come forward for repairs and refits. He says, wacko Democrats out there. So I keep asking the question, what would you ask liberals on the issue of on the issue of the environment? Nobody's answered. Roger, you had one we talked about during the break.
Yeah, I'd want to know whether or not Ocasio-Cortez, has she ever taken a private flight on a corporate jet, or does she fly the regular airlines like the rest of us do?
He says, here's one for Francisco. What about the rest of the world? Are they going to include their costs? Folks, I can't believe some of you are not asking us. What question would you ask an environmentalist or somebody from the left if you could ask them a question? What would it be based on the environmental movement? What specific question would you ask? And I can't believe some people haven't answered it, Raj.
Yeah. There's a lot of good questions. What kind of car do you drive? Many of these elected officials have these huge gas-guzzling, trucks and SUVs and, take private jets, putting out more greenhouse gases than the rest of us.
Here's one from Casey. Are you going to take my car? Are you greenies also going to quit driving out there? 222-TALK. 222-8255. No one's answered this question. Here's another question here. Give me an issue, for those of you following the local city elections, give me an issue that is not being addressed. Many of you called up this morning and said it was a homeless problem. Well, okay, let's say homeless is a big problem. How would you fix the homeless problem? Do you round them all up? Do you give them all buses? Passes the buses and tell them to move on? Do you arrest them for loitering? Do you round them all up and take them to a mental illness area and have them all checked out? What would you do? 222-TALK, 222-8255. And if you believe that there is a major disconnect between your local or state or congressional, your congressman, what issue is the disconnect on? What are they not listening to? And give me a shout out. Which local elected official do you think does a good enough job of listening to the needs of the constituents? Or tell me what local elected official, could be a state house, school board member, whatever, that you feel that does not do a good enough job. You sit back and go, Ed, every time I go in front of the school board, every time I go into a state senate committee, a house committee, I go in front of the Jacksonville City Council or wherever you're listening at, this individual just does not want to listen. And also, let me go a little bit further. You can take a swipe at anybody you want. What issue do you think they're that overall, what issue do you not think they're listening to? Some people say border funding. Well, border funding doesn't have anything to do locally. To me, I have an issue that the overall elected people are not listening. In other words, they're not acting upon. What issue would that be? Let's go to Carl. Carl, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, good morning. I know they said they're going to knock buildings down and replace a lot of the stuff that we have. What are they going to do with all the debris and all the old stuff? I mean, what are they going to do? Going to bury it? I mean, I don't understand what they're going to do with all that stuff.
That is an interesting question, man. I never thought about that one.
I mean, that's a lot of construction, a lot of debris. I mean, they got to do something with it.
Yeah, bricks and steel probably not a problem, but, you know, a lot of buildings have things like asbestos in the wall.
Wait. You know what we do, Carl? We could ship it all to the border and use that for border reinforcement.
Hey, we could recycle it and make a big wall.
Yeah. Hey, Carl asked an interesting question. What are you going to do? Thanks for the call. What are you going to do with all the debris? What are you going to do with all that? So the question I like to ask is, if the environmentalists have all these plans, even locally, what is the one question? All of you have not answered it. What is the one question you would ask of the environmentalist at 222-TALK, 222-8255? A lot of people, Roger, are saying that the homeless people, that the situation can be involved. Hey, here's one from Michael. Ed, what about the mental illness? No one seems to be addressing that situation. Here's one from Patrick. He says, why haven't we heard this issue around the mayor's race? Has any of you gone down the downtown and the panhandlers out there? What is it doing to small business? Interesting here. Here's one from Stanley. He says, Ed, I agree. There's a problem down there, but why isn't the government doing enough, or do we not have enough charities doing enough to help out the homeless situation? Here's one from Shiloh. She says, why don't we just give them all a bus ticket and move them to another area where they can be productive? Here's one from Lisa. She says, Ed, we know that Jacksonville has a homeless problem. She says, I think the city of Jacksonville is soft on the homeless problem. My brother is a county commissioner here in Florida. Many cities buy the homeless folks a bus ticket, and why don't we just send them all to the sanctuary cities? Your calls are coming up next on Talk Radio WBOB.
Lots of accidents on the roads. We're counting at least 9 in the area. The big ones include 295 on the East Beltway, going south at Atlantic Boulevard, pretty much a parking lot. It's starting to pick back up right now. 95 north at St. Augustine Road, another bad accident there. And if you're on 295 north before Commonwealth, there's a wreck. It looks like a wrecker and police are now on the scene.
Attention, all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic pressure waves. Our FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions. And it's all done with absolutely no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. That's 904-763-1400. 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit our website at alphamedicalgroup.com.
Are you afraid of the IRS because you have unfiled or unpaid taxes? Most don't realize that having unfiled federal taxes is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail for each unfiled return. With the IRS, it's never a question of if they'll come, but when. We are J. David Tax Law, a local firm right here in Jacksonville.
Your first step to IRS protection is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. Call today for a no-cost consultation at 904-606-0009. That's 904-606-0009. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
A rainy start to the day, but by evening the rain will be all cleared up. We should have a high today of 64 this evening, our low 40. Right now, 56 degrees at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's take some calls. A lot of people emailing me, man. On this whole environmental issue. Let's go to David. Hey, David, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning. A couple of things. Consider that Cortez ran for office because some drunk in New York suggested it. Next.
Is that a true story?
I don't know.
She was a bartender. Think about it.
She's
sitting there running her mouth every night, and only the drunks understood her and said, you ought to run for office, and she did.
That is a great analysis.
So before Congress, she was a bartender. Wow.
Exactly.
That's
now,
funny.
And as far as problems in the city, Jacksonville has far fewer problems than most people think we do. If a politician can't create a problem, they don't have a job.
Wow, David, probably the best call this morning. Hey, come on, Roger, Roger, you got to understand humor like I do.
Okay.
A bunch of drunks told her to run, so she ran.
Yeah.
You know, so I voted for who? Anyway, that's how they are in the morning. Let's go to Dave. Dave, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning, Ed. I think David is right. But anyway, my point is in all communist nations, the first casualties are the Christians because we don't believe in man's control of the earth. We want to keep the earth clean. That's true. We all want to. But the environmentalists are going beyond that. They're eventually going to round us up because we don't believe in their philosophy. So my question to them is, what are they going to do to the Christians?
Well, why? What do you mean? Why would they do anything to Christians?
Because the agenda is a hidden agenda. It's actually spiritual when they talk about taking over everything environmental to clean the earth out. It has always been the case where wherever communists take over, we as Christians, we revolt against them because we know that it's a spiritual warfare against us from the underground, from the underworld. And we will resist their effort, not because we don't want a clean earth. We want a clean earth too, and we keep our surroundings clean ourselves. But they want to impose on us and force us to not believe in our God, whom we know is the actual owner of this earth, not them, not anybody else, but God himself owns the earth.
All right, well, first off, this isn't a spiritual argument. Now, I understand that they probably don't worship the same God, but this is a economic, environmental, political argument here. I don't know who they worship. Their views are very much into the socialistic view. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with what David. But the spiritual view, because the scripture in Genesis says that we are good stewards of the earth and we must take care of the earth. So you want, I'm not going to sit here and somehow agree that we can misabuse scripture, somehow that the environmentalists are going to take us over because of, and you fill in the blank. Now, their views are all left-wing. They have nothing to base them on. But, you know, they get rid of Christians. I don't see any evidence to that. Let's go to Blake. Hey, Blake, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, Ed. So you and I were talking because you wanted to know what was going on the north side, with the north side politics. I went to the IBEW candidate forum Friday night. And the one thing that absolutely stunned me was the person who wants to be our next sheriff stood up and said, I am going to institute a civilian review board, even though it's against the law, and you guys can come sue me. That was the first.
Wow.
Can I tell you, give you his name?
You can mention any name you want. I don't care.
Okay. This is a fact. This is reporting fact. It's Tony Cummings. It's Tony Cummings. He's a Democrat who's running against Mike Williams. He is a complete idiot.
He doesn't have a prayer.
But the point is, you have to recognize that this is the narrative. This is the, if you look at all the things that are being said and spoken in those venues up there, this kind of lunacy is what's being pandered to the north side. And it's a very, very serious set of circumstances.
Blake, there were others in the audience. How was that comment received? Did people boo and heckle, or they cheer?
They cheered.
Hmm.
Was Williams there? Was Mike Williams?
Mike Williams.
He's smart enough not to show up. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and you know, you all know I'm going down to city council to deal with this gun show loophole. What you see at city council is a microcosm of what's happening on the north side of Jacksonville, and we have a very serious problem ahead of ourselves.
Hold on. What gun show loophole you're talking about?
Well, okay, so Ed, there's something called the local county option, all right? And so what they're actually wanting to do, again, these people like Mothers Demand Action for Gun Sense, Women's March, and Northside, they actually want to mandate universal background checks in Jacksonville.
Okay, I agree with you. They want to do that. Is there legislation right now at the city council, this being proposed and voted on?
No, but they've been coming down since September, just like they've been going down for the last year and a half to try to take the statues down. So this is something that they're getting beat into. There's a whole mantra in the media is supporting their position. It's a serious situation.
Okay, but I got to get going. But here's where I differ with you. It's a public comment. People can say, people to this day, I get emails, you know, I want to go talk about the HRO. Really? 2 years later? Tomorrow was when the HRO was passed in Jacksonville. I didn't agree with it. In fact, some people like to move it a little bit much more stronger, they say. But just because a group says, we want to take down the statute, they've been doing this for the last 2 years, folks. It's not happening right now. They talk, well, the mothers against, hey, do they control the city council? There is not one legislative item on the Jacksonville City Council that says, we want to go with your guns. Now, I'm not saying, I mean, I think there are people that would love to have this in many municipalities, even in Jacksonville. But as of now, just because the group says it, and they've been saying this, in fact, they've been saying this for the last year, doesn't mean it's going to happen. Now, when they put a bill or a measure to propose, hold on, Roger, when they put a bill or a measure to propose that, then we have a discussion. But just because somebody, one or two, three, four people go down and talk about, hey, we want to go spray paint all the areas and have high-speed rail, doesn't mean it's going to happen just because a couple of people bring it up. Let's go to, I just got to call it the way it is. I mean, I'm not saying that they don't want to. They'd love to. But there's nothing on the city council agenda item. Brian, you're going to wrap it up for me today. Good morning.
Hey, Ed. I want to jump on you on this point because I disagree, man. No one is out there speaking in principle, and we need that. That's our problem as conservatives. We always yield to discussion. We let people get the moral high ground, even though I don't think they have it. They get it because they're out there all talking about their crusade. We sit quietly. We always go, oh, there's nothing proposed, and then we're all shocked when our conservative Republicans that we get out and sweat for act like church mice and become, you know, make excuses cases is they let things pass.
Wait, you mean to tell me because somebody talks about a public comments have been making the same argument for a year because got nothing else better to do on a Wednesday afternoon that somehow this is going to be proposed legislation around the corner? It hasn't happened right now. What it does, I'm the first to want to admit it, but we've talked about this.
And then they've got the votes and... people flail in the wind.
There are no votes for gun measure and gun control right now, and I would dare them to bring this up. They're not going to do it right now, especially during a city election. But I'm saying we're not looking at it. 55 minutes after the hour, talk radio, WBOB.
On the East Beltway, I-295 south at Atlantic Boulevard, a bad accident there. Multiple cars involved. 95 north at St. Augustine Road, another crash. And if you're at I-295 going north, just south of Commonwealth, there's a wreck there with injuries. We're counting at least three cars there.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Congressional negotiators reached a compromise Monday night on a bill that would provide about 20% of what President Trump wants for a wall. Will he sign it and avoid another phony government shutdown scheduled for Saturday? This is all part of a game politicians play to divert our attention from how they misspend taxpayer dollars. There's never a need to close any part of the government, but there is a need to eliminate those agencies and programs that are no longer needed and cost too much. In a speech in El Paso Monday night, the president tested a theme you're likely to hear between now and next year's election. He said Democrats are the party of open borders, late-term abortions, high taxes, and crime. Those are difficult charges to defend because they speak to the fears of many Americans that we're losing our country, and there's much evidence we are. America is unique in that it must be renewed by every generation. This generation is making a mess of it, and President Trump may be the only Republican willing to take the heat and actually do something about it. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Lots of rain today, especially in the morning. The high, 64 degrees this evening. The rain will clear, then partly cloudy. Overnight, the low, 40 tonight. Right now, 56 at WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Man, should I tell everybody what the answer is?
Go ahead. Well, time's run up, so yeah.
When, here's the question that you need to ask a greenie. And by the way, all of you, I'm going to get to some of your emails tomorrow. Many of you probably had better questions. Here's the number one question. How in the world are you going to pay for all this? Now, we know what their answer is. Well, Ed, we just taxed you and Roger. You're the filthy 1%. You all got plenty of money. That's what the response is going to be. But my question is, how are you going to pay for this?
Confiscate all our money, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the question. I mean, many of you probably had better questions. I'm just saying, to me, this is what would be the Family Feud survey. 100 people surveyed. What would be the number one question? How are you going to pay for this?
Many of the greenies are so hypocritical, though. They're flying around in private jets and having huge cars.
Yep. Hey, thankful to God every day for this radio show. Thankful to all of you that call in and listen. You can always email me, Ed at WBOB.com. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., also the ripoff of the week, Thursday edition of the morning show right here, 6 a.m. on WBOB.